This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and they're available in soft gels and liquid form. For more information, go to carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide. Welcome to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and today we're going to do a deep dive on the subject of sports nutrition. It's a big area. Of course, athleticism and sports are very big, not just for professional and high-powered amateur athletes, but also just for all of the rest of us who need to do more exercise. Most Americans are too sedentary, according to studies. And so we're going to talk about all aspects of sports medicine with a true authority on it. In fact, he's written the textbook on the subject. It's a very, very detailed academic text. It's entitled Nutrition and Enhanced Sports Performance, Muscle Building, Endurance, and Strength. The author is my good colleague, Dr. Debasis Bagchi. He's a PhD, and he's also someone that I've known for, over 20 years as a real leader in the field of nutraceuticals, former president and of research and development of Inner Health Nutraceuticals, and then also chairman of the International Society of Nutraceuticals and Functional Foods, past president of the American College of Nutrition. He has a very, very extensive academic pedigree. He's written nearly 400 papers in peer-reviewed journals, 27 books, 18 patents. Dr. Bagchi, I don't know how you do it. You're such a productive guy, and you've had a marvelous career, but today we're going to focus on sports nutrition. So thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
So let's just set the stage by citing a statistic. Researchers just analyzed data on nearly 400,000 people ages 18 to 80 throughout the United States, all the United States and territories. They say that only 35% of men and 26% of women ages 18 to 80 include moderate or greater intensity muscle strengthening exercise in two or more workouts a week. That seems like a modest goal, and yet the vast majority of us are not achieving that goal. So can you frame the issue for us? What are they missing? What are the potential benefits that they're not accruing from not exercising?
Two things they are missing. One is proper nutrition, and the second is exercise. Now, most of the people here, they get lot of foods, but most of them are junk foods. So, taking the proper nutrition in conjunction with exercise can give them an optimal health.
Well, absolutely. And recently, it's also become clear, when people think of exercise, they often think of walking or maybe something more ambitious, running, cycling, swimming. They think of exercise as being aerobic in nature. But there's also some true benefits to strength training. In fact, a recent study showed that the benefits of strength training with resistance bands or weights might exceed the benefits of aerobics for cardiovascular prevention. Can you explain?
Exactly. When people do the exercise, then they have to make sure they are using every single component in the body. Especially, we have the vital organs. And how we do the workout on the vital organs, that is the most important. Then, the central nervous system, the pulmonary function. So when we breathe, when we take the oxygen, when we exhale it out, when we do our performance, walking or doing exercise, It may be a strenuous exercise or not, but we must make out that we do exercise and work out so that there is some effect on the food we are ingesting. Now, when we take a good food, a good nutritious food, then our body was able to take it and utilize it, especially in terms of nutrition, in terms of the appropriate ingredients, functional ingredients in the body, which can utilize them, and then our body can be nourished accordingly, including our connective tissue, muscle, and the vital organs in the body. So we must make out that we are utilizing our food in nourishing our body. Sometimes we do the overeating, and that may be detrimental. If we do the right amount of food and optimal amount of exercise, then it is good for our health. And when we do exercise, we are using our organs and using our limbs so that they are remaining functional. And when they are functional, then it gives you the optimal health and benefit.
So it, from the standpoint of strength training, can be as advantageous as aerobics, according to studies. And, you know, we used to relegate strength training to, you know, just people who were vain people, narcissistic people who wanted to look awesome. But actually, there's more to it than that. It's not just about being muscle-bound. The muscles seem to protect us from issues related to blood sugar, insulin, and so on.
Exactly.
So, in the book, I mean, actually, it's not a book; it's a textbook. You have a variety of chapters that touch on many aspects of nutrition, and you talk about certain specific nutrients. So let's do a little bit of a lightning round on some of the nutrients that can make a difference in terms of athletic performance. I mean, first of all, this is a controversial area, as you know. I mean, a lot of people say, well, there are no vitamins or minerals really that make a difference in athletic performance. It's all just about a balanced diet and good training and good genes. But do you believe that certain supplements actually enhance performance?
Definitely. You know, we have vitamins, we have antioxidant enzymes, and our body, as you know, it is a factory. It is always producing the antioxidant enzymes and the nourishing nutrients. But what happened? You need a fuel. You need to fuel something, because what we get from the food, that is not enough. So if we get the right supplement, but in requisite amount, you take the B vitamins, you take the amino acids, you take the caffeine. Now people say, hey, caffeine is good, caffeine is bad, and all the time we get the controversies. But it has been demonstrated very nicely that caffeine is good if you take the right amount and you take it within the limit. Even it has shown that it can help in attenuating the Parkinson's and Alzheimer's disease in future.
Mm-hmm. In other words, it may have sort of neurodegenerative properties that may enhance brain function. And it may be the caffeine, or it may be some of these other beneficial phenolic compounds, the dark, bitter compounds in coffee that may protect it, just like cocoa in chocolate or resveratrol in wine.
Right. There are a lot of those products in conjunction that our body needs a little bit of caffeine every day. We need B vitamins, and for workout and for performance, we need amino acids. amino acids. We also need some other supplements for the people, those who are getting involved in the exercise. As you can see, lot of new generation, they are getting more prone to exercise. Mm-hmm. So, accordingly, you know, one of the angle we covered in the book, that how people can do exercise and they can delay the fatigue and improve the muscular endurance and the reaction time.
Well, there is a little controversy. You mentioned antioxidants earlier. Some discussion about how antioxidants, if you take too many of them, they may undermine athletic performance. Have you looked at that controversy, and what do you say about that?
Yes, we looked at it. You know, if we do not take the appropriate antioxidant at the right time, then it will not perform optimally. As for example, you know, I am giving you a very simple example. We all know about the coenzyme Q10.
Right.
Now, coenzyme Q10, it is a very good cardiac antioxidant. Now, if you take coenzyme Q10 post-workout, it is good. But, you know, it is my personal experience that if you put it in the pre-workout or during workout, it does not perform at all. Rather, I saw some negative result, although it is unpublished, but there are some effects. Including, there are some supplements has been shown that they can use and help your muscle to repair, regenerate, and reconstruct. If you take them post-workout, but not during workout or pre-workout. So, we suggest that B vitamins and some other antioxidants like grapeseed proanthocyanidin or anthocyanin, those you can take during pre-workout or during workout. There is a clear distinction of doing the appropriate formulation.
Okay, so you divide the workout regimen into pre-workout. Things that, you know, say you're on a long bike ride, maybe you're doing a triathlon, you want to put something in the bottle, things that you take during the workout. And then, of course, yeah, there's the recovery period because, you know, athletes are only as good as their recovery time. And if you exercise, you're a weekend warrior and you're completely devastated by your workout and you can't work out till next Saturday, well, that's not great either. You want something that hastens muscle repair and recovery. So let's break it out a little bit into those areas. First of all, is it necessary for people to take tons of food before a workout? I mean, that's controversial too. I mean, some people like to work out fasted. Some people like to work out with something to boost their performance.
Exactly. You know, this is a very critical issue and important issue that people should not do exercise in empty stomach. So, and there is a typical regimen that during pre-workout, you need to follow a number of items. Like what you need? You need a motivation. And sometimes you get stressed. So you need stress alleviator and you need a CNS stimulant, and even caffeine is good. Mm-hmm. Sustained release antioxidants, and those are B vitamins, anthocyanin, and grapeseed proanthocyanidin. Then we need the energy boosting ingredients to perform the high intensity exercise performance, and protein recovery nutrients, including, you know, amino acids. So, and we need, moreover, the nitric oxide boosters and the ingredients which can help in doing the pH balance. And on the whole, we need these ingredients in a package which can do the mood alleviation.
In other words, so really part of the exercise experience is brain fatigue. I mean, literally, your brain tells you, you know, okay, enough. And you want to sort of extend that threshold where basically you're not feeling the pain or the discomfort of the exercises. You push yourself to greater exertion.
Exactly.
Right. So some of those things I imagine would be amino acids that feed the neurotransmitters.
Yes. Yes. You know, when we do workout, just before workout, we need some other ingredients which can prevent the muscle protein breakdown. So those muscle protein breakdown, if this can be reduced, then we can have the endurance, and we have the desire that you want to do the workout and you have a sustained energy. So, you know, that is the way we develop new during workout formulation.
And what might that consist of? What are some of the things that you would put into it?
Mainly, in this formulation, you can put the amino acids, and especially the branch chain amino acid, leucine, isoleucine, and then you can put the branch chain amino acid in the right proportion. And that is a typical amount of 2:1:1.
And by the way, leucine, by the way, is also an amino acid that is associated with preventing sarcopenia in the elderly.
Exactly. You know, you will see, Dr. Hoffman, you raised the right term, sarcopenia. When people get old, we lose muscle and we gain fat. So sarcopenia has been shown that leucine is a wonderful ingredient, which, and also chromium. And there are some supplements. Vanadium has been shown that lot of effect on the sarcopenia. And along with that, you know, there have been shown HMB and
hydroxymethylbutyrate, HMB.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. That has been shown work very well during workout in conjunction with certain antioxidants and chromium supplement. Now, we have used different ingredients, like, you know, some zinc supplement, which work as a membrane stabilizer in conjunction with chromium, and the same way we used always religiously leucine, isoleucine, and valine all the time. 2:1:1 ratio, and it has been shown it worked very good during workout.
What about carnitine is often touted as something that helps with energy. Do the studies support that?
That effect? Carnitine and creatine. And, you know, there are several other products like HMB that we have developed is the glycine, alanine, isoketo, caproic acid, GACIC. Now,
I haven't heard of that. Can you, what is it? Is it known by a brand name or is it?
Yeah. It is known by a brand name. You know, there is a scientist in Florida, Dr. Bruce Stevens. He invented that and he patented that. And GACIC was then picked up by MuscleTech. Now, and we developed the product back in 2011-12. The product is now all over United States. Even Amazon, you can get it. Now, what is the beauty
how do you, of GACIC? How do you spell it again, please?
Oh, G as in God, A apple, K kite, I India, C cat.
Okay. I hadn't heard of it. And this is actually now in a lot of athletic formulations?
Yes. It is a lot of athletic formulation, especially just before workout, you get the torque developed. And, you know, GACIC, a lot of people has a lot of interest. So it is available in a form of a caplet. GACIC has been shown wonderful performance in the human body. Hmm. Now, not only GACIC, you know, carnitine, creatine, yep. Yep. And those products definitely help during workout.
Interesting. Okay, so we've established that certain things are beneficial for workouts. And we've talked about pre-workout versus post-workout and muscle recovery and also the things you want to take during recovery. Let's pause now because in part two, I want to talk about
The post-workout.
We'll talk about the post-workout. We'll also talk about special types of diets. You know, keto conditioning is so popular these days. We'll talk about that in part two. Also, any special requirements for vegetarians? Is that an advisable way to go if you want to work out and be healthy? I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Today with Dr. Debasis Bagchi. He's an expert on sports nutrition, having co-edited a marvelous encyclopedic text entitled Nutrition and Enhanced Sports Performance, Muscle Building, Endurance, and Strength. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.